Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Police investigating a shooting that apparently this all started as a tiff over trash among neighbors, North Philadelphia. So they didn't like where the other neighbor put their trash in front of the house. This was not the first time police say they were called to this neighbor dispute. Not so neighborly. Mm. North Philadelphia, this home on the 2900 block of North Hicks Street. And it happened last night. A 30-year-old man was shot in his stomach and his legs. Multiple shots fired here. That victim taken to Temple University Hospital in critical condition this morning. The 30-year-old man, he's in stable condition, but still critical. And according to police, a 37-year-old woman and a 17-year-old boy are being questioned by police. They believe one neighbor came at the others with a screwdriver during the dispute, but somebody ended up shooting him after he went back into his house.
Well, you know the old adage, Dawn, never bring a screwdriver to a gunfight, right? Jeez. I mean, they've been telling you that for years. You know, I would say this. This is maybe a petty take of mine, but can you take some sort of responsibility? I think it's taking pride in your trash, but some sort of responsibility with putting it out in an orderly fashion. You know, line it up. I don't need boxes blowing around in the driveway, your recycling cans spilling out into the street, empty green bean cans rolling down the cul-de-sac. Yeah, get your trash together.
Who buys canned green beans?
Yeah, my trash, bro.
That's a slug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, get your trash in order, yeah. All right?
I
show some respect
you.
For your garbage man.
I agree with you.
Not that I ever tip my garbage man, but, you know. Yeah.
Our garbage man have a big tip coming at the end of the...
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, you're funding your garbage man's kids' college tuition.
Hey, man, that money, whatever I duke them, is worth it when I have that dead body that needs to be carted out of there. I swear, officer, the body was dead when I got there.
Oh, God. Sorry. We have, in that one, police say they did recover two firearms, and they say a nearby car was also struck by one of those bullets.
Well, that's a step in the right direction. Usually they never recover the firearm.
Well, they got two.
Wow. All right.
So got that going
for them.
That's
a positive.
A positive sign in Philadelphia.
Usually it's no suspects, no motive, no weapon.
We have seven people. They're facing charges after authorities say they broke up two separate human trafficking rings in New Jersey, one of them centering in Cumberland County. Authorities there say an alleged brothel was operating inside a building in Bridgeton. This was an investigation that was going on for 2 years. And they say that all four of these suspects who are under arrest engaged in drug trafficking and also in a human trafficking operation in which women were recruited on the false pretense that they will be working as dancers. This is according to New Jersey officials. Instead, police say the women were forced to have relations with hundreds of men a week for money and were not allowed to leave. The money went to the four guys at the top who are under arrest, according to the allegations and all the court documents. So those individuals are identified this morning as 42-year-old UCL Luna, they say was the ringleader, the organizer, working with Jose Perez Lopez, Rosendo Vasquez Hernandez, and Yersan Puentes Marquez to run this major operation, again, involving drug trafficking and human trafficking. And New Jersey authorities and cops, detectives saying they did this, they do these kinds of investigations in hopes of freeing these victims.
Mm.
They also say they found large amounts of methamphetamine, cocaine, marijuana, $50,000 in cash at the brothel and at Luna, Mr. Luna's home. And so officials say the organizer of the ring, Luna, if convicted, faces a max 20 years to life behind bars.
Do we know citizenship status? Are they here legally?
They don't release that information, Mr. Kale.
Interesting.
Not available.
Mm.
So we have, which brings us to a suspect is identified now by Philadelphia authorities as well as in the suburbs. surround the so-called collar counties, Philadelphia, and the suburbs. Suspect ID'd for a series of burglaries. An arrest warrant now issued for 39-year-old Eric Gomez, formerly of Levittown, Pennsylvania. That suspect who they released his mugshot on file. And so the suspect captured on surveillance images a number of times, according to detectives, including on the day right before Thanksgiving, while allegedly breaking into a home in Gladwin. So Lower Marion Township Police among those that were notified. And as this investigation has been unfolding, it became clear, they say, that this was not an isolated case. So Fishtown, Brewery Town across Philadelphia, and as well in Montgomery County. So looking at this suspect as a prime suspect for multiple burglaries across Philadelphia and the suburbs.
Okay.
And that brings us to the latest with Abington Township Police. I know that we had talked about this yesterday, and I had mentioned this about, you know, the so-called criminal tourists. They say entering the country, and due to some slack laws and rules, they're able to get these temporary stays, get some kind of a work visa. They overstay. They're allowed time with the work visas, and apparently these are criminal operations, highly organized, highly skilled. They scope the high-end neighborhoods. And in fact, these are from South America. These individuals identified as
shocking.
From South America.
Yeah.
And that they struck, for example,
best and brightest.
The Kelsey home in Delco, Jason and Kylie Kelsey.
Oh, that's right.
But this, as far as in Abington police say it's now such a trend. That's also coordinating with a national trend they're seeing. They're putting out the warning, just trying to alert. And I had Chief Pat Malloy on yesterday just saying, this time of year we always talk about this, right? Because people are traveling for the holidays, porch pirates, all of that. Want to look out for your neighbors. In this case, though, these particular burglary rings involving these illegal crime tourists, as you might call them.
This is just an extension of conservativetours.com, right, Dawn?
Yeah. Yeah, so they actually have equipment where they can disable if you rely solely on cellular services for your alarm system, your camera system, they're disabling that. The Wi-Fi.
Gotcha.
So they're using some high tech.
Yeah.
They pose as delivery people in especially high end neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And they hope that nobody's home, but not always.
You know, we're going to get to the point at one point in the future, real soon here, where there's nothing but drones in the air. You're going to have Amazon dropping off drones, criminals using a drone to surveil the house, and then the police using their own drone surveillance to catch the criminals. It's going to be drone warfare.
Drone warfare.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. By the way, I heard on the Bloomberg report that we run every morning here at like 5:55 that you can now buy porch pirate insurance.
Is that right?
For like $15 a month, you can get insurance for anything that's left on your porch that's stolen.
Oh, so okay. Through your insurance provider from?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah,
I just heard it while I was doing other things.
All you Amazon shoppers out there,
yeah.
You could buy insurance, or you could buy
a gun.
You know,
that's right.
Some kind of a
as Eckhart said in Batman, shoot to kill.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the problem. How do you defend yourself? And so people arming up. I imagine on Cyber Monday, mm-hmm. We'll have to check those numbers as far as Cyber Monday. How many people invested in a better security system?
Mm, good point.
Because a lot of these folks, you know, you think about the Lower Marion situation where they were able to coordinate. Because all the police are coordinating. To your point, they have high tech. So the police now trying to identify these people, and so the facial recognition technology, that's in play.
Yeah. You know, if you don't want to deal with porch pirates, here's a concept. Get off your fat ass and go to the store and pick it up yourself. Used to work back in the day. I don't know.
Well, we also have this unbelievable story of a grandmother with her grandchild. This is in a missing grandmother in Pennsylvania, believed to have been swallowed by this massive sinkhole.
No.
This
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Where was this, on Route 202?
No, it's not by KOP.
Okay.
This is Unity Township. It's a rural area outside Pittsburgh. I'll say that's the closest major city I can think of. But making national news because this lady, Elizabeth Pollard, she had, and I'm not clear if the granddaughter was just, she was babysitting her and was it with her in the vehicle, but apparently the kitty cat got out of the house. So Graham is out broad daylight looking for the cat with the granddaughter in the vehicle. And then at some point, you know, mom and dad come over and say, you know, where's grandma? Where's my 5-year-old little child?
Mm-hmm.
So then they start driving around and they find grandma's car with, thank God, the little granddaughter in the back seat, in her car seat, had been there for hours. But grandma nowhere to be found. So now the search crew's there, and this is an active scene, very cold at night, but they, through cameras that they used in high tech, they can see way down, 3 stories down, they believe one of grandma's shoes.
One of her shoes.
Oh, boy.
But not the body.
And they say that this is survivable. Apparently, this is an area where there are coal mines. And so that would explain, perhaps, that is she down there? Is she lost down in a coal mine cave, that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this is making national news. Pennsylvania State Police are among those who are searching, firefighters, first responders, news choppers overhead. But a major story for Grandma Elizabeth.
Wow.
But they're saying the oxygen quality is good down there.
Yeah, it's probably better than above ground.
If you could survive the fall, though, right?
I know.
I mean, how many stories did you say? Like 4 stories? Like,
yeah.
That's hard to... to survive.
What constitutes a story? Is it 10 feet a story?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's 30 feet.
And depending on how old grandma is and how brittle.
Right. Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah. Oof-ah. A lot of broken bones, perhaps. Yeah.
So they're keeping the faith. But what they're saying is they believe that she, you know, saw the cat and got out of the car and the ground literally gave out underneath her.
Wow.
You know, you talk
about.
What
a way to go.
I know. So this is not a recovery. They're considering this a rescue.
Yeah.
She could be alive.
Wow.
Boy, what a newscast this has been.
I know.
I need a break already. we'll get to the big take in about a half hour. I'm going to go towel off.
Can we towel off, Mr. Kale?
I actually want to talk about these stories more than what I have on the damn show sheet.
Road Warrior, that's just inappropriate. He said she should have mind her own business.
Good one.
Not right.
M-I-N-E-D.
Thank you.
That's a sin. That's a sin, Road Warrior. I love it, though. He's quick. It's 6:17 in the morning.
Yep.
Let's get to our sponsor, American Heritage Credit Union. Thank you for sponsoring us. Ready to buy a home with American Heritage Credit Union, the home connection, get cash reward, lower mortgage rates, and discounts. Just visit them, AmericanHeritageCU.org/home connection, insured by NCUA, not a member. Join today, NMLS 433838. Thank you, American Heritage Credit Union, for sponsoring Kale and Company News Live on this another blustery day, 41 degrees.
Oof.
And we could see some precipitation for the evening rush hour. So watch out for that this evening, Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:18, Wednesday morning. Let's get to a midweek big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by Holland Floor, covering the big take, SCOTUS, Tennessee, and the potential collapse of the gender ideology movement. Buckle up, because today is a huge day before the Supreme Court of the United States, as the transgender movement for minors to undergo these procedures has reached the highest court in the land. Now, according to NBC News, the Supreme Court will consider a law restricting transition-related health care for minors for the first time today, and legal experts say the court's decision could affect access to transition-related care nationwide for both minors and adults to come. And my position has always been this. I don't care what you do as an adult, but I am against teens and minors undergoing these procedures until they at least reach the age of 18 and become an adult. And we know through surveys and studies and scientific research that the brain doesn't finish development until your mid-20s. But you know what? If you can join the military at age 18 and risk your life, then you should be able to mutilate your own body at age 18. Knock yourself out. But I'm just against it for minors. The key legal question that the court will consider is whether a Tennessee law that bars puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgery for trans minors discriminates on the basis of sex. Now, the ACLU argues that it does,
because it prohibits such care only as treatment for gender dysphoria. But Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti argues in his reply brief to SCOTUS that the law doesn't discriminate based on sex, but rather draws a line between minors seeking drugs for gender transition and minors seeking drugs for other medical purposes, and that boys and girls, they fall on both sides of that line. But let's use common sense with this. If a child cannot consent to a tattoo, to buying tobacco, to purchasing alcohol, to voting in an election, or enlisting in the military, why are we allowing minors or their parents to go through with these dangerous procedures? This isn't controversial. This is simply child welfare. Doctors from a leading medical organization for transgender treatment have admitted that teens given life-altering drugs and surgery are too young to give informed consent, because as we know, the youths are not really well-informed. Helen Joyce is the director of advocacy for Sex Matters. She joined Julia Brewer on Talk TV and says what's going on? Well, it's not medicine. Listen and watch this.
These are medics, scientists. These are supposed to be the people at the top of the pyramid advising all the doctors and scientists who are dealing with this issue. We're dealing with very often very troubled children, teenagers, adults, concerned about their trans identity. And these are the people advising on the medication, advising even on the surgery that these people have. And he has got hold of documents which show that all is not right. Tell us what these documents reveal.
So it does sound like a very important organisation, doesn't it? A World Professional Association. It's actually just a membership body that anyone can join by paying a couple hundred dollars a year. But there are some of the big gender clinicians in there, along with trans people and lobbyists. And what the files are is some leaked messages from a chat board of members. And it shows that even as WPATH, as people call it, is projecting this aura of this is settled science, it's sound medicine, it's evidence-based, behind the scenes, some of the most high-profile gender clinicians are talking in a way that indicates that they know very well that's not the case. So they're asking questions of each other about anyone seeing this awful side effect? Anyone else noticed that kids come back to you, 5 or 10 years later, telling you that now they want kids, but 10 years ago they said they didn't when you sterilised them, in effect, by putting them on puberty blockers? And every doubt that anybody ever brings up in these chats is just swept aside in the name of it's what they want right now. It's their identity. They lead. We follow. It's literally not medicine that's going on, is what these files show.
So it's a money grab. It's bending the knee to a child. And whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath? Famed author J.K. Rowling has been super vocal about her disagreement with the gender ideology movement and says that the best cure for gender dysphoria is to simply let a child go through puberty. That caught the attention of Elon Musk, who said the following on X: almost every child goes through some kind of identity crisis during puberty. It is deeply wrong to make them permanently infertile with puberty blockers. If they still wish to transition as adults, provided they are fully informed of the risks, they can make decisions as consenting adults. I agree wholeheartedly with both of them. Riley Gaines has been a leading activist on this battlefront. Gaines tweeting, "The chemical and surgical castration of children is the biggest medical scandal that this world has ever seen." And it's a big day for Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti, who wrote on Twitter, 2 years ago, we defended the right to criticize the use of life-altering medical procedures for treatment of kids with gender dysphoria. This week at SCOTUS, we are defending Tennessee's right to protect kids from those same procedures. But this, much like many other left-wing trends, it's widely rejected by Americans, as over 78% of Americans polled by the USA Today recently are opposed to permitting these procedures on children. But this is just one of many gender wars that are being waged, from the use of pronouns in the workplace and at school to the use of bathrooms and locker rooms by biological men claiming to be women, to competition of men in biological female sports. Tim Miller, you might recall the name, former Republican who became an independent in 2020, he is telling biological females who were victims of the trans male movement to just suck it up. Listen and watch this.
the locker room is a more difficult case, right? The locker room at a gym, you've got people walking around naked. And if you have women who say, listen, I do not want to be walking around naked with a person, however he or she identifies, who's got male equipment, right? I just don't want that in my locker room.
I got to tell you, Sam, there's a lot of people with male equipment that I don't want to see when I'm in the men's locker room, and I'm a gay man. Yeah, there's a lot of people with male equipment I'd rather not see. There's a lot of guys with the hair dryer blowing their balls. I'd rather not see that.
That's just life, though. There are crimes against humanity in every locker room. There's no question.
Mm, quote, that's just life. He really said that. Basically, ladies, deal with it. It is what it is. Easy for Tim Miller to say if he doesn't have daughters. But then we pivot to the madness of dudes in women's sports. Megan Rapinoe, left-wing nut job. You might recall her. We've talked about her on the show. Formerly of Team USA Women's Soccer, saying the following about a man who was just named the NWSL Player of the Year. Quote, this is so deserved, as is every bit of your success. You stand so much taller than the tiny people trying to tear you down. As we know, Megan Rapinoe hates America. So it's no surprise that she would congratulate and say a man who won Player of the Year in a women's league deserved it. And when it pertains to women, we just talked about the story yesterday of how women in America are getting sterilized after Donald Trump won the election because, well, the madness never stops. Riley Gaines had this to say to all of the liberal women out there dealing with their mental health breakdowns. Listen and watch.
Quick question for all of you women who think that you're losing your rights because Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. Do you realize how dumb you sound? No, really, because you are proof that we should abolish the Department of Education. Like, you must realize that, right? This is exactly why Democrats resoundingly lost across the board a few weeks ago. Because you are so out of touch with reality and the world that exists around you. I've got news for you. Doesn't matter if you're woman, man, gay, straight, old, young, black, white, doesn't matter. Forget every identity factor. If you are an American citizen, you are not oppressed. You want me to show you what oppression is? Ever considered the women in the Middle East, in Islamic countries like Afghanistan, the women who cannot show any skin for it may be tempting to a man, the women who aren't allowed to speak in public, the women who can't go to the gym or receive an education or receive health care, or these women who are literally having their tongues burnt for either speaking too loudly, for singing in public, for reciting poetry, for talking to another man that they're not related to. It's common practice in Islamic countries to pour acid or gasoline or urine all over women as a form of public torture. I'm leaving the audio on so you can hear her screams. And you, as an American citizen, have the audacity to claim that you're oppressed. Especially the Hollywood elitists who sit and lecture in their ivory towers, totally disconnected from the everyday realities that people from across the world face. But yes, please go on and tell me what rights you're losing as an American U.S. citizen. And if you're sitting here stunned because you didn't know this was happening in the Middle East, ask yourself why. Is it because legacy media isn't telling you? Is it because your prestigious academic institution didn't teach you about this? Food for thought.
Checkmate. Today's a big day, not only for the well-being of minors, but for common sense, for good parenting, for not rushing to judgment and making life-altering decisions at the age of perhaps 13 years old, for doctors who are open to performing these procedures that maybe they will have an awakening, and for the justices that sit on that bench. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
The Big Take this morning. It is brought to you by Holland Floor Covering. Holland Floor Covering, the region's premier family-owned carpet and flooring dealer. New carpet creates a cozy atmosphere in your home and can add warmth to any room. Showrooms in Wayne and Newtown. Free samples, no obligation estimates. HollandFloor.com. We'll come back, get some thoughts on that big case today before the Supreme Court of the United States, as well as whether or not Pete Hegseth will survive the week and who exactly is on deck to take his place, potentially. It's all still ahead here on Kale and Company, but first a word from our friends at DuckDuckGo, and what an offer I have for you. How does a 30-day free trial sound? Yeah, 7 was nice, right? Now, how about 23 more days? That's right, 30-day free trial new, courtesy at duckduckgo.com/1210. And we're talking specifically, and this is a subscription-based service with 3-in-1, but the personal information removal portion of this is probably the most important. After you activate your 30-day free trial, you can actually track how many sites your information is on and also the status of the removal. How cool is that? Because it's serious. It's your information dangerously just sitting out there on the internet. Now it's removed and you will see it happen in real time. Privacy Pro, for me personally, found my personal information 52 times just sitting out there on the internet. And after 48 hours, 17 of those records were removed. It is worth every single penny, and you're not going to pay a penny for the first 30 days. After that, it's just $9.99 per month. That's why I subscribe to Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, and they are able to offer you this free 30-day trial at duckduckgo.com/1210. Do it today. Trust me. Thank us later.
Stick with me here, Cal. Big Ten Championship this weekend that you can hear right here on 1210 WPHD.
The Nits and the Ducks.
Saturday night, the Nittany Lions and Oregon. When I saw this spread, I was shocked. Oregon -3.5.
A little small, right?
It's a little small. Do they know something we don't?
I'm hoping that's the case because I like Penn State with 3.5.
You do?
I do, and I'm prepared to hate James Franklin.
Wow.
When he blows it for me.
All right, I'm taking the other side. I'm taking Oregon -3.5, but that's good. It's a good it's a good little bet there. You can do all this on FanDuel in partnership with the Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if you win. FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on college football or the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg today. FanDuel.com/Greg today. I like Oregon -3.5. I feel like that spread's small, but who knows? FanDuel.com/Greg. Join today. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHD and the NFL. 21 and over, present in PA, first online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. A bonus issue does not withdraw all bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
If Tennessee is successful, if the Supreme Court, in essence, sides with the government of Tennessee, I think that will open the door to the types of federal bans on this care, not only for minors, but for adults, too.
For adults, too, you think?
I do. And I think that's one of the things we should be really concerned about. We're hearing a lot about young people can't consent to this care, but it is their parents consenting to this care. And at the end of the day, we have adults who live as transgender people, people like myself, who have families, who are part of communities, who are part of this society. And if the incoming administration bans our health care, that is essentially excising us from this country.
Chase Strangio, thank you so much.
There it is. Chase Strangio, the co-director of the ACLU LGBT HIV Project Division. No, I'm not being facetious. That's his actual title. That was the clip you just saw and heard on CNN. And no, we did not get the video and the audio mixed up. Yes, you did see a man there with full facial hair and a beard and the voice a little bit off. And you can kind of figure out what is going on with that individual and that person's life. As we continue, very big day here on Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And a big day for the Supreme Court of the United States, as we talked about in the big take, whether or not a Tennessee law that bars puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgery for trans minors is discriminatory in nature on the basis of sex. And Dawn, this is just such a wild story to me that it's had to go all the way to the top, right? The court of last resort. They have final say on matters like this. I'm not really surprised in 2024 that we've gotten to this point. But again, it's one of these things where it's not controversial at all to say, if you're 8, if you're 12, if you're 16,
No, I don't think it's wise for you to, and I don't think you are at the point in your life from a cognitive standpoint where you can make an informed decision on whether or not you want to alter your body permanently for the rest of your life. And most polls show that 8 out of 10 or 4 out of 5 Americans agree that this should be left for when you become of the age of consent. Yet if you talk about it, if you point it out, you are labeled, you know what? It's just wild to me. And I actually think the Supreme Court will rule in favor of the Tennessee Attorney General. And I do think this will have a big ripple effect.
I would say that, you know, and if you DuckDuckGo it, if you search it, and let's say you're a parent whose child has learned about this. Let's say a 12-year-old child at school, middle school. And so you want to be open-minded. You know that your child has some other perhaps mental health issues going on. You get them in counseling. Then you take your child to a pediatrician. That pediatrician tells you that gender-affirming care, because you duck-duck-go it, right? Or you mm-hmm. Google it.
Yep.
So maybe they're Googling and not duck-duck-going. So
that's
they're
the
not
first
getting
mistake.
All of the information. But seriously, they look it up, and what they see is, oh, gender-affirming care, as it's called, and this is supportive health care that can help a transgender or non-binary child and adolescents. And so that's what the parent is being told by the pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you as a parent are being told that something like puberty blockers, which are hormones that have effects that, for example, and this is why in you know, over across the pond in the UK,
yep.
they have determined through serious studies in Europe that, for example, these puberty blockers involving hormones could cause cancer and cause long-term effects. And so they've determined that this is not the way to go. So why is it that here in the United States of America, we're in the minority on this issue.
Shocking. And we talked yesterday. I did a big take on Make America Healthy Again. We talked about pharmaceutical ads. It's just us in New Zealand that run these ads on television. Why is the United States constantly in the super, super minority on protecting the health of its citizens? Is it all because of the bottom line dollar? Is it all about profit? Like I said in the big take, what happened to the Hippocratic Oath? I'm sorry, if you can't, why is it that we say you can't get a tattoo, you can't purchase cigarettes, you can't buy booze, you can't do this or that without being an adult and making an informed decision? Yet we can sit here and chop off breasts and male and female genitalia? And why? It's because, well, little Johnny at 12 years old has had to deal with this for 3 years, and then the parents bend the knee to the kid? It's just outrageous. I'm not giving into my child that's 13 years old when I've got more skin in the game and his brain or her brain isn't fully formulated. I think, what was the number? Was it 25 or 26? And yet you want to make this kind of decision at 11 years old?
Mm-hmm. But it's what I find, and I just hope in this upside down land that we get this ruling in particular, which is probably not going to happen until this ruling that they're starting to hear the arguments today in the Tennessee case. We're probably not going to get a ruling from SCOTUS until maybe April.
Yeah, so next session, right?
Right. So they're taking up the argument. But as far as American lawmakers, you know, I think on one hand, do you want the Supreme Court of the United States or local legislatures to start saying that parents, you know, that they can look in on what parents are doing for their children's treatments? I mean, that's the other side of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what SCOTUS is going to look at, it's going to be another states' rights case.
Yep.
And so people are going to say, oh, this is the most biased Supreme Court, and look at they did with Roe.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what I see with this particular SCOTUS is that they're very pro states' rights, which is what the Constitution says.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think Tennessee will prevail. Not because it's about gender-affirming care, quite frankly, but because it's about states' rights.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think 20-plus different states are saying, no, we want to put the brakes on this for young underage children.
Yep.
But you can still, and that's just it. There are many other things you could do to work with your child, to get them into counseling. There are many different pathways, But what they're saying in the UK, and this has been for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
they've had all of these rulings in the UK and the rest of the world to say, you know what, we're going to put the brakes on these gender-affirming procedures that are permanent
yep.
or that could, you know, could make it so it's irreversible, because we're seeing that now.
Yep.
You get some 25-year-old who was told by a parent, and why does this happen during nasty divorces?
Oh, I know.
And that's Elon Musk. Remember, Elon, I didn't even know this until he did that one interview that was
Yeah, his daughter, right?
And so he said that it's his son.
Or his son. Okay, I knew he had he has a trans child,
the
correct?
Son, he was born a boy, but identifies as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so Elon, the line from him was, I've lost my son, meaning the kid is a completely different kid, mm-hmm. not even referring to the gender.
Right.
And
wild.
So, but the problem that I see here, you know, if you're a parent and you have a kid who's having mental health issues and you go to the doctor and then you go to the specialist and you go to a hospital, right, that you've trusted, and they're saying, no, look, your kid, you know, this is serious and you need to do this. So I think at some point, you know, like the lawyers always win, like Scioli always has said, I think at some point we have to make laws such that if you're going to push this,
mm-hmm.
then you and only you, hospital, doctors, medical professionals,
right.
pharmaceutical companies,
mm-hmm.
you know what? We're going to take the limit off. There's no limit to how much you can be sued for.
Mm-hmm.
You want to affirm this? You and you alone are accountable.
That's a good point.
If that now 13-year-old comes back at 25 and says, geez, you know, my private parts were cut off,
mm-hmm.
mutilated, and I wish I could have kids, so I want $30 million.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That'll change a lot of things.
That'll
right?
put the kibosh on this.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Money talks. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. And maybe it looks like Donald Trump might put the kibosh on Uh-oh. Pete Hegseth. As now there are reports out there that Trump is mulling replacing Pete Hegseth with
Mustard.
Yes, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, before we get to the specific report from the Wall Street Journal, the backstory on this, we've been talking about this, Pete Hegseth's personal life, womanizing, drinking,
allegedly,
all of this just like anonymous sources. And I got a thought on this whole trashing stuff as well.
I mean, all that anonymous stuff is true, but I mean, he is a serial adulterer.
Yes. Right? But he's
had many
allegedly.
Wives. Right. No, I think he admits it.
But he's not a criminal. There's a difference between
yes.
breaking the law Agreed. And just being a morally corrupt, unethical individual.
Yep.
That's for sure. So there's this report from NBC News that Hegseth would constantly be under the influence of alcohol. And they even say, according to anonymous sources, that the drinking was such an issue that it raised major concerns at Fox News, to which I guess people were quoted and they did not give their identity. And that caught the eye of Will Kane, who we've had on the show from Fox News. He's Pete's former partner, along with Rachel Campos Duffy on Fox and Friends Weekend, saying that, look, you know, Rachel and I are around him every single weekend. Never once did we ever suspect that he was coming to work banged up on booze or anything like that. And no, I've never come to work hungover as well either. Yeah. Just so those who want people, you know, everybody think, oh, Nick, you're hammered. No, I'm not hammered.
No.
You hear that big take?
Yeah.
You think I could do that after a boozing? Mm. No chance.
Well, that would be talent. If you could.
I think that's an Olympic sport. Maybe one day I'll try it, Dawn.
No.
Maybe one day.
Please don't.
So now there's this report from the Wall Street Journal that Trump is considering replacing Hegseth with DeSantis, because they're not sure that he's going to survive the next 48 hours. Mm-hmm. They write that picking DeSantis, who we know was a primary rival for the presidency, would amount to a stunning turn for Trump, but he would also find in the governor a well-known conservative with a service record who shares Trump and Hegseth's view on culling what they see as woke policies in the military. For those who don't know or maybe forgot, DeSantis served as a Navy lawyer in Iraq as well as Guantanamo Bay. Trump ultimately went with Hegseth, but was apparently considering DeSantis early on. They've also kicked around the name in private conversations casually at Mar-a-Lago. Let me just say a couple of things about Hegseth and then into DeSantis, all wrapped into one. I hate the anonymous trash talking.
Agreed.
From these people that speak to journalists. If you are saying what you believe to be verified factual truth, don't be a coward. Put your name on
Agreed.
It. But now I understand the way journalism works. In order to get the quote dirt, you have to grant conditions of anonymity to these people. So I understand both sides of it, even though I don't like one side of it. But what ticks me off is, especially if this is coming from some TV honk that had an axe to grind with Hegseth, maybe another talent that was jealous, thought they were better than Pete, thought that they should be on Fox and Friends weekend, or maybe a producer. And look, if Hegseth treated his producers like trash, well, then I guess, you know what, serves them right if the producer leaked this type of stuff. But what this comes down to for me is this is an attempt to cancel Pete Hegseth. This is the machine at work. And again, I separate crimes versus poor judgment morally that with things that are not crimes. And then if I'm Trump, I look at it this way. What did we just talk about for the last 48 hours? Joe Biden pardoning Hunter Biden. If Hunter Biden gets a clean slate with convictions on his record, there's a part of me that says, you know what Trump should do? Say, you know what, NBC, you know what, everybody that's trying to smear Pete, maybe he did mess up. But you know what? Go pound sand. Go screw. I gave in. I got rid of Gates. I'm not doing this again with Hegseth. He's my guy. That said, Mustard would be great. DeSantis would be a great pick. Because I would, and I know I've said in the past, I think I agree with you, Greg. I think most, if not all, politicians are scumbags.
Thank you.
We have never heard an ounce of dirt on Ron DeSantis.
Nope.
Good luck drumming up any skeletons from that guy's closet.
I mean, will they make it up? Maybe.
Could they make it up? Yes.
Sure, you know what I mean?
Would I rule it out?
They tried to trash his wife.
That's right. Walmart Melania.
He's a cancer survivor.
I mean, what's the biggest knock on DeSantis? He wasn't tall enough to be president?
Yes, the boots.
He prefers mustard over ketchup?
Yeah.
No, the big thing was, remember that they alleged that the boots were, you know, like the women's platform boots that you can't see the heel built in.
I mean, Hollywood actors wear them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Allegedly, Tom Cruise wears them.
I'll be wearing them at Piazza Mercedes.
So he can look tall next to me and Dawn.
That's right. I'm the shortest guy on the damn show. The only thing that keeps me up at night or anything. But, like, honest to God, like, if I'm Trump, there's a part of me that says, I'm not doing this again. He's my guy. I have recess appointment power. I'll use it if need be. If you don't want to confirm them, senators on the Republican side, so be it. Then I'm just going to push it through anyway. But if worse comes to worse, you know what? A lot like Pam Bondi. I think, you know, DeSantis is probably a better option anyway.
Yeah.
He doesn't have some of the sizzle, but...
That's why I think that this was all... This was their plan all along. Was Pam Bondi, Ron DeSantis, that they just floated these names out there knowing they wouldn't get confirmed, just to, you know, throw chum in the water for radio shows and TV shows and newspapers. I mean, what is literally every, except Fox News, because he's one of theirs, so they literally have not covered it once, which
says, is outrageous. It's honestly egregious,
crazy.
Right?
Yes. But if you look at other news networks, that's all they're covering.
Of course.
So
he's next up on the list.
This is absolutely by design, in my opinion. I think that they threw these names out there knowing that they wouldn't get... Because, I mean, look, the Trump team has their own vetting sources. They know this stuff is out there. This stuff, I mean, what they're alleging is from this New Yorker article. The New Yorker article was actually an affidavit. Like, it was a compiled affidavit from this veterans group that compiled all of this stuff to throw them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is not just some reporter with anonymous sources. This is actually, like, what they did to try and get this guy out of this this leadership position in this veterans group.
Yeah.
So this stuff has been out there.
I also think that this would kind of also bridge the divide a little bit between MAGA and Mustard, right? Because there's still this, you know, little animosity between the two factions within the Republican Party. You know, you get him in a high-profile position that elevates his profile post-governor of Florida. And then who knows in 2028? J.D. Vance, I would say, has the inside track, especially if he continues to kick ass in interviews, if he continues to grow his brand and his persona. You know, he's got the inside track to be the nominee. But then you also have DeSantis in there, and Florida just cranks out rock-solid, effective leaders.
In my in all seriousness, what would Pete Hegseth accomplish in that position that Ron DeSantis wouldn't?
Nothing.
Honestly.
Nothing.
You know what I mean?
Nothing.
I actually think because Ron DeSantis gets things done and Pete Hegseth has no track record of doing it, DeSantis would be more effective in that position.
I would argue he's probably more qualified.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Just like Pam Bondi is over Matt Gaetz. But you certain people that love, you know, Donald Trump fall in love with these hardcore fighters of his and hold a grudge against DeSantis. To me, Pam Bondi is far more. You look at Pam Bondi's track record; it was much more impressive in the role itself than Gaetz. Maybe she's not the flamethrower Gaetz is, but you can't say. Here's the one thing you can't say: you can't say DeSantis isn't a flamethrower. He don't give a damn. I mean, he'll give sound bites. I've never actually heard Pete Hegseth talk because I don't watch Fox and Friends Weekend.
Settle down, son. On the YouTube chat says, "Don't back down. Fight for your nominee." I agree with that
to some extent.
I think that these, but what's the goal? Is the goal to get what you want done, or is it to sit here and fight over this minutia crap when you have a nominee in there and you have another person that can get the exact same thing done that'll sail through hearings? Yes.
Dawn, can you see anybody pushing back against DeSantis from a nomination standpoint?
No, a couple of things. So first and foremost, as far as, you know, the Trump transition team put out a strong statement saying that these are ugly, nasty allegations about Pete Hegseth, combat veteran, good guy by all accounts. And they've put out a statement that is strongly defending him and saying these were disgruntled former employees or disgruntled people, etc. So they did put that statement out. On the other hand, there are many people, and let's think about all of the people at Fox, because it's an incestuous relationship between many of the people at Fox Network and the Trump team. They all know each other, right? And so the Trump transition team is getting the inside scoop, whatever people are saying and whatever's going on Pete Hegseth, whether they believe it or don't, they have an inside track on that. And so I think they have some decent information. That's put that aside.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, look at Governor DeSantis. So he's term limited, and so he would, you know, he'd be out in about a year, you know, 26.
Yeah.
He only has 20, you know, all of 25, and then he would be out in 26. So mm-hmm. I think they're looking at that and saying, okay, if he goes over here, and we make this like a chess game. If we put him over here,
yep,
and he is defense secretary, then who would be governor? And how do we, you know, protect the Republican Party and because Florida is so strong for the Republicans?
Uh-huh.
A name, ironically, that's in the works is that Matt Gaetz would run for governor, would want to be governor.
Yeah.
So as far as that, I think you have to look at the chessboard. Trump was. He's even talked about this and joked about it, that he was being told, hey, you're not allowed to tap anybody else, Republicans, out of Congress.
Yeah.
You know, because you're taking too many people who are currently in office and those are important positions.
Yeah.
I think with DeSantis, I think they feel confident with Florida. So I think he would be good. And I think that then they tee up the next generation for whoever
Agreed.
They want in Florida.
Yeah. I'll tell you who it should be over Gaetz and probably even over Laura Trump. I go with my guy, Byron Donalds.
Yep.
Agreed.
Rock solid star in the making.
Yep.
No dirt out there on him. Florida Gaetz has drama, but you look at Ashley Moody. I mean, she's a bulldog. Pam Bondi, DeSantis, Rick Scott, Byron Donalds. Florida just keeps cranking them out, man. And that state gets redder by the day. I would go with Byron Donalds, but there is a part of me that says Trump's saying, you know what? No. I'm not bending the knee. Go screw.
No Lib says the goal is not to have some false accusations bump your nominee. Okay. But again, these are all self-inflicted wounds from these guys. True or not, there's definitely skeletons in this dude's closet.
Oh, yes.
So I'm sure all of these accusations are not true, especially the ones about him drinking at Fox News, because from all accounts, all of his Fox News people say it's absolutely positively false. And I hate the anonymous sources thing with you.
Yeah.
However, they're not going to find dirt on DeSantis.
No. Nope.
He's
been vetted.
Yes.
Mustard.
Same with Pam Bondi. Yes. So these are all self-inflicted wounds. If the goal is to get stuff accomplished and to get stuff done and to, you know, get the reform that people voted for, mm-hmm. then put through nominees that are going to do what you want to anyway, sure. but don't have the skeletons. It's not that hard.
So is
Stop
it,
dying is, on these hills.
Is it arrogance or is it lack of proper vetting? Because we just talked about how there's no way Trump and his team didn't know. They've got the inner workings. They know what's out there. So is it arrogance? Because I can't imagine it is arrogance, because Trump has known for 8-9 years what the machine is capable of doing, yet you still do it. So either they think a lot of this is over-exaggerated, mm-hmm. or they just don't care, or maybe they are playing 4D chess and putting out sacrificial lambs.
I will just say, if I'm Hegseth, if that happened to me, that NBC News is quoting, and they're not just quoting former Fox employees, they're saying that at least two current Fox employees are saying these things, I would sue. I would
Dawn would sue.
I really wish Neil Cavuto would shut up.
No, I would sue NBC News, and I would say, name your sources, call them out. I have the right to defend my character in the public eye, and that this is malicious.
So the journalist is saying, name your sources?
Wow.
Interesting.
NBC News, name your sources. Because the reason I'm saying this mm-hmm. is because if they're going to stand behind those sources, and they're saying, no, we're going to stand behind these sources, we believe in these sources, then I think that's a vetting process too. But if I'm an innocent person,
yeah.
if I'm a 100%, and here's where I'm going with this, mm-hmm. how do you not sue?
Right.
If I'm an innocent person and somebody's yeah. saying these horrible things about me, yeah, so damn. to damage my image,
yes.
even if I don't get the Trump thing, mm-hmm. and it's now damaging my opportunity to support my kids and my family
yep.
to stay at Fox. So I'm absolutely suing, saying this is malicious.
Yeah.
And so if he does not sue, then I say, well, if you were totally innocent, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would be furious over this. I would hire a team of attorneys. Mm-hmm. I would go full force on them.
Let me speak to your manager. Yep.
And I would let them... And I would let NBC then watch them squirm. Do they stand behind their sources?
Mm-hmm.
Do they back off?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they say, these are rock solid sources. We're going to protect our sources because these are current and former employees. And the rule of thumb in journalism is that you have at least three solid sources.
Okay.
If you're going to say anonymous sources, that you have three separate, unrelated, solid sources.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kelly says, so much for going to break on time. 7:01.
By the way, to all the people saying you have to stand up to Democrats, guys, like, you beat the Democrats. Like, the Democrat Party is in shambles right now.
Yeah, now it's about getting results.
Yes, that's all this is about.
Right.
Stop dying on these hills that aren't worth it.
Yeah.
You're going to get the end result you want anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you dying on these hills? It's not worth it.
It's not. You got to pick and choose your battles, and ultimately, if the better, more talented person was number two,
yeah.
but just lacked whatever, then get over it and appoint number two, who should have probably been number one in the first place. But also, does DeSantis want it? That's the other side of this.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know that.
We officially got to no breaks on time.
That's right. Why don't we just skip the break and we'll go right to the news?
We can't do that.
We'll pay some bills. Yeah. We'll come back. Dawn will have the news.
Stay right there,
Dawn. And then right after the news, it'll be basically cut sheet time.
Exactly. The 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Winter Ford. We need a Chapman from you, Dawn. 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Winter Ford, the Winter Ford Cherry Hill Get Ready Holiday Sales Event is here. See Dino Rucci and his team for discounts and rebates of up to $10,000 on new Fords. Call 800-428-4000 for details. Check your savings at winterford.com. That's winter, W-I-N-N-E-R, Ford.com.
And you've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding for years now. They've done beautiful work in my home, and I know that they'll do the same for you. So here's the thing. If I needed windows, doors, siding, stucco remediation, I would only trust the Chapman family team. Right now, this is an incredible holiday promotion, special for you. Take advantage of this. And so from now through December 31st, you got to take advantage of this. Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding offering 20% off James Hardy siding and any doors or windows that are purchased as part of your entire project. 20% off. If you've not heard about James Hardy, you know, the fiber cement siding, it's not only beautiful, but it's not going to burn. It's engineered to protect against damage from things like fire, water, extreme weather, pests, and, of course, against time and mold. Take advantage of this fantastic promo before it's too late. So whether you or somebody you know are looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the hardware choices, just give Chapman a call. They're local, they're like-minded, and you're going to get a real person on the phone or if you text right now, 610-431-8898. You can check them out online, chapmanwindowsdoors.com, chapmanwindowsdoors.com. Take a virtual tour. If you don't know what I'm talking about with the James Hardy siding, it's gorgeous. So look at their before and afters. Think about this, 20% off TikTok. You only have until December 31st. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.